702. Movies.
Movies and what to stream. What are your suggestions? Films, documentaries, series. We're joined today by Nganawe Live Shangase, who is film and series critic enthusiast. 011-83-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Nganawe, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you, how are you?
You sound so sad that you didn't win the tickets. Askies.
I'm so sad. I'm just like, how? Why did I? Oh, wow.
Let's talk about those things to watch for those of us that didn't win. We can watch while eating a burrito at home.
Yes. So before we jump into any movies or series, there's actually a festival happening tomorrow in Johannesburg at Simolong called BAI Heat Seekers.
Yes.
It's a multi-weekend festival. It's happening this weekend and the following weekend. And it's a mixed media festival. The reason why I'm mentioning it is because there's also be a lot of film screenings happening there. Some films are films that you might not get to see for the next year or two. And these are local productions by up-and-coming filmmakers, obviously. There's also something that is also screening, you know, a shameless plug. There's also something I worked on a couple of years ago.
Something nyana.
You know, I dabble in the art myself.
Please tell us about the project so we know what to look out for to support you.
Yes, so there will be screenings and talks happening. So from tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. These are full day programs happening at Simolong in Bramfontein. I forget the actual address, but it's on Jutta Street. You can buy your ticket at Quicket. And like I said, you might even bump into me on both days because I'll be there on Saturday and I'll also be there on Sunday. I'll be part of a panel moderating a conversation around covering South African cinema as a journalist and my journey with other peers amongst that. So please get your tickets and go see exclusive content that you, like I said, you might not get to see for the next year or two.
I absolutely love that. So let's jump into the very first thing I want to talk about. And for those of you, yes, Heart of a Hunter is out. Go and check it out. Star-studded cast. We had an interview with the author of the book, Dion.
Yes.
We also,
Dion Mayer.
Yes. And we're also going to be chatting to one of the cast members next week. But let's talk about Monkey Man.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. Monkey Man. So Monkey Man is Dev Patel. If you know Dev Patel, he made his Hollywood debut in 2008 with Slumdog Millionaire. If you know Slumdog Millionaire, you know exactly who I'm talking about. He obviously went on to act in a slew of films. Most recently was Green Knight just a few years ago. But then he vanished from the Hollywood scene and he came back with his first directorial debut, rather.
Yes.
He stars in it. He wrote the story. He wrote the script. And he also acted in the movie. Most people have likened it to like a very gritty John Wick revenge film.
Mm.
But I am here to tell you that it is way more than that. When you go and watch this film, it's a film about revenge. It's a film about opposing fascism. It is a film about doing right by people who are once there for you and, you know, tackling corruption. It tackles really deep and heavy subjects. You know, I don't want to spoil anything that happens in the film, but you will also get the ultra violent action that you're looking for, like to the point where it might even feel like gratuitous action, but it's constantly captivating.
Mm.
Like I said, if you've watched John Wick and you like that level of action, even if you just go to the film for that only, you will still have an amazing time. It's a very heartfelt film. You can tell that he really, really spent a lot of time making this film. There's also a huge story behind how it was almost impossible to even make it because he shot it around COVID and funders were pulling out and he had to figure out ways to just eventually bring the film to us until last minute Jordan Peele came through. And now as a result, we're getting the film.
You
like,
see now, you
global
you put
release.
The you put the nail in the coffin of me definitely going to watch. The fact that you mentioned Jordan Peele, if you haven't watched Slumdog Millionaire, please make sure you go out and check it out. Dev Patel has so evolved in his artistry, so I'm so excited for that one. Let's talk Mother's Instincts.
Mother's Instinct is a film that has oh my goodness, why am I forgetting her name? Oh, Anne Hathaway. How could
yes,
I forget her
Anne
name?
Anne Hathaway.
Yes. It is Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain. And also, when was the last time we saw Jessica Chastain? Like, we haven't been seeing a lot of her on screen. And so, this is a film that came out last weekend, actually, in cinemas. Both of these films that I just mentioned are also, they came out last weekend in cinemas. But yeah, Mother's Instinct is basically about this couple back in the 60s, if I'm not mistaken. And essentially, it literally is about that, a mother's instinct, where one mother loses a child and then events that I will not reveal here, but that you have to see the film for, start taking place. It's a psychological thriller, and you know, there's this dynamic that happens where the other mother becomes obsessed, having lost her child, with the her friend and also neighbor's own family. So it's almost like, that's why I said I don't want to reveal too much.
Yes,
because me just mentioning that already gives you an idea of what you're going into. But it's a very averagely enjoyable film. I think most people would really enjoy if they go see it. And once again, it's Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain, to just mention a few. So if not for anything, you'll enjoy that the performances.
All right, then something local, Smart Casuals.
Yes, Smart Casual. So I actually got to see it. It came out today on Netflix. This is a film that is coming on Netflix, actually. It came out today, so you can already check it out. Smart Casual is basically about, it's a romantic drama about dating in Johannesburg. We get to see Anga Makubalo, who we haven't seen on screen, also known as Knock Music, come back to acting. I actually didn't realize until I watched this film that this guy is actually a really, really good actor, you know.
He's multi-talented.
So I was actually blown away because, you know, there's a lot of actors in the film and a lot of them do a very, very good job. But with him also being the lead of the film, you're just like, wow, I don't know. Maybe I didn't appreciate you when you were still on screen back in, you know, some years ago, but oh, you've really just really evolved.
I think sometimes it's the right role, the right timing, the right director, the right story that gives an actor a breakthrough performance.
I actually, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because I was even asking myself, I feel like he saw something in this role that made him say, you know what, I'm coming back to acting, because he's been busy with other things, obviously. It's directed, written and directed by Zofa Risani. Zofa Risani's debut film. And I was there at the premiere and he was just talking about what actually influenced this film. And he was talking about how he's had like a lot of culture shocks when it comes to dating, having lived in LA, having lived in Johannesburg and many other places. And there's something to be said, obviously, about the dating scene and relationships in general and the double standards that come from all genders. So if you're into, you know, the messiness of relationships and just how complicated and complex they can get sometimes, but also treated from not a sensational perspective, really from a perspective that's just like, no, you know, let's be as objective as we possibly can be about the situation, then you might want to watch Smart Casuals on Netflix.
All right. And then I want to jump to stand up, because we don't often chat about stand up in this feature, because yes, comedy can be tricky. Sense of humors are differing. And, you know, there's always some controversy with the latest Netflix something, be it Dave Chappelle or that other guy who fixed his face. What's his name?
Matt Rife.
That one. There's clearly a reason I can't remember his name. It just refuses. So let's talk about this one.
Yes. So here we have Neil Brennan with Crazy Good. And Neil Brennan, it's actually funny that you mention Dave Chappelle, because if you know Neil Brennan for anything, you know that he is the co-creator of the Chappelle Show. He came up with Dave Chappelle back in the days. They wrote and they conceptualized and wrote the show together, and they had a very, very successful, you know, a run until obviously Dave Chappelle went away, and then the rest is history. But Neil Brennan eventually came back into stand-up comedy some years ago with Three Mics. You might have seen it on Netflix, and also Blocks that came out last year, if I'm not mistaken, and now he's giving us Crazy Good. The one thing I love about Neil Brennan, which is also the tricky thing to talk about comedy, by the way, is the fact that because there's no clear plot in comedy, I can't retell jokes when I'm trying to sell you on a stand-up comedy. I can tell you what it's about, but I can't really beyond the themes and the topics. It's not like a movie where I say, and then this happens, and then that happens, you know.
So do you know how I measure? Like if somebody's asking me to recommend, because I'll know their personality, I'll know the humor they don't find funny.
Yes.
So for example, I love dark humor, like the darker the better. But some people can't handle dark humor. So I will always be like, if you don't like this, it's not for you.
It's not for you. The nice thing about Neil Brennan, though, is that he's almost like a conceptual comedian. So all of his stand-ups, they always revolve like around, there's even like a huge set piece, you know. So it's always like more of a performance than it is just the jokes and just one-liners or punchlines or setups and punchlines, rather. So with this one, you know, he's taken this whole approach of exploring topics such as mental health, because he's a huge advocate of mental health and mental wellness. But he's also a very, very edgy comedian in and of himself.
Yes.
And so he's tackling like issues such as, not issues, but like topics such as social media, mental health, when as it pertains to social media. So there'd be moments where it, even in the, as you're watching the stand-up, it cuts away from the normal perspective you've seen. It almost like puts him in a smartphone. So I love that he's very much a conceptual comedian, and there's more to the comedy than just the actual jokes themselves. He makes it an entire, like, fully-fledged show. So, if you like humor that's very much socially aware and conscious, but also hilarious, and not scared to take it there. Once again, this is a guy who worked with Dave Chappelle, so obviously they're peas in a pot to some degree. He's not exactly a Dave Chappelle, but like they're like-minded to some degree. So he's pretty much an edgy comedian himself, but he's also not edgy just for the sake of being edgy, and he's not like controversial just, you know, in order to get clicks. He's a very, very good writer and a brilliant mind, and I think you'll really, really enjoy crazy, crazy good at it.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Where do we find you on the socials?
You will find me at Nanawa Live on all platforms. This is YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. That is NQANAWELIVE.
Thank you so much. Till next time.